So wrapping up this phenomenal Torah from Rabbeinu, is talking about this mentality where a person has to understand that whatever he's living in his life right now, that's chapter one of his life. You know, this chapter one ends and chapter two starts, or if you want, this movie comes to an end and then there's a sequel, and that's how the world works. And there's we're not only using this analogy of there's a garden that we're going into, that we're going to go be integrated into, that we're going to grow there. And there's a gardener who makes sure that all the things that are growing, all the vegetation, makes it into the garden and takes care of it. Those are the tzaddikim that are, their job is to make sure that there's a seamless flow between chapter one and chapter two. That, you know, just because chapter one and chapter two are not necessarily bound together, you know, this whole idea of binding things in a book, pretty new, right? So even back in the day, not necessarily chapter two was in the same scroll. It could have been a different scroll. And there's somebody, a librarian, who's in charge of making sure that when you finish chapter one, I can help you find the scroll that has chapter two. Those are the job of the gardener, the job of the true tzaddikim. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us that this is part of our avodah, is to constantly be reminded and constantly remind ourselves that there's a chapter two, that there is olam haba, that there is a connection to it. Now, you know what? A person who is very perplexed about what to do in life, sometimes it's only if he would read chapter two, there would be a phenomenal knowledge, right? Meaning, for let's give an example, when we're reading the story of Yosef and the brothers, and Safna Paneach, who is the king of Egypt, is driving them insane, and they feel like that's it, their life's over. Yaakov's going to have a heart attack because Binyamin's been taken, and they're going to be, you know, excommunicated, and their whole family's over, and this whole dream of starting a nation is gone. We're not startled like them, because we know the next chapter. We know it's going to be Safna Paneach. We know it's Yosef. They don't. You know, if they just knew the next chapter, then their life would be so much easier. They had so much more insight, right? I mean, this is the beauty of foresight. When a person is constantly connected to Alma De'ati, when a person is only constantly connected to the fact that there's an Olam Haba, then he's drawing a Torah that is not limited and narrowed to all only the information you have in this world. It's actually broad and expansive, and it's connecting to ideas of next chapter. So if I can now dictate my life based on what I would know in 20 years, my life would be very different. If future me came to me and said, listen, you should invest in X, Y, Z, or this is what's important in the future, then my life would change in an amazing way, because in the most deep depth concept, if I would have the ability to make decision based on what's going to happen later, then I won't be stressed, I won't be blindsided, etc., and so on. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us that when I'm able to connect to this mentality, I'm actually able to ascend out of my lower consciousness of just chapter one and gain a broader consciousness, which we're going to call chapter two. And in that consciousness that we're going to call chapter two, I'm going to bring Torah down to this world, and then no longer am I going to suffer, no longer am I going to feel constraints. But Rabbi Nachman has told us that that's not all there is. There also, I'm going to feel constraints when I'm bringing down this Torah from the upper worlds, because it's never going to be perfect. Once I try to fill it, you know, fit it back into this world, it's going to bring its challenges with it. And that's something that I need to know. And Rabbi Nachman is telling us that when is a test if a person is really able to go up to the upper world and bring down a Torah to this world? If he's able to be mechadesh kedushi Torah. Right? If a person's reading the Torah and he's able to have a broader idea of what it is, it's not just like the narrowness of how I get it now. That means you went up to the higher worlds. You were able to have a loftier experience. You were able to connect to something greater. And that's the true tzaddikim. Moshe, Aaron, Rav Nachman, if you want, are sitting there in the garden, making sure that these different vegetation, these different plants, are growing and getting what they need. And therefore, if a person is able to connect to his connection in the Garden of Eden, even if it's just a small little spout, he's able to bring down some Torah. If the person is able to constantly annul himself, go to a higher realm, bring down a higher Torah, and come back down, then he's doing the avodah. Then he's connected to the next world, this world, and he's bringing down new Torah. And that's our job. We should be zochet to do it, connect to the gardener and the garden.